Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Maybe. I am willing to believe that there is a clock somewhere in this world that reads 9:34 a.m. It's, you know, 4 minutes off. Either way, the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Committee. Yeah. Are you able to tell that I'm lacking enthusiasm? Yes. Hello. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Yes. Help me. Help me. Help me pour some tea. I have not had any tea yet today, so we need to start drinking it. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking something fun. Yeah. Oh, it's good. Need this. Yeah. It's so hot. It's so good, though. I'm drinking High Mountain Oolong. I'm drinking that inexpensive High Mountain Oolong. It tastes so good. I was going to get into something else yesterday. I thought, I think I'll do the Dahong Pao. I was thinking, you know, Gingin Mei, but I thought, no, I got to save my Gingin Mei. I thought, yeah, I'm going to drink some Dahong Pao. No, I don't want Dahong Pao today. I want High Mountain Oolong. So I started drinking High Mountain Oolong. I overstuffed the tea filter last night. Well, it was actually yesterday afternoon. And so I'm going to be drinking High Mountain Oolong all day today. And I just spilled a little bit as I was trying to pour some more. I just made little drips. Okay, more tea. Oh, it's so good. I love drinking tea. Uh-oh, can you hear that? As I'm sitting in here drinking tea, there's somebody making kitty noises outside the door. And, yeah, I need to have a word with my cat because my cat has not been very cat-like lately. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Cats. I am more cat-like than my cat. Now, you might think that's ridiculous. Tobe, you are a human being. Yeah, no. I still have more cat power than my own cat does. Why? We're going to get into that in a minute. But the first thing we need to do is walk over here to the door, hold the microphone down low to see if we can pick up some kitty meows as the door opens. Oh, I wonder who's out here. Oh, hello, baby dingins. What are you doing? I think that might be all the talking we get, so we're going to go through the door, close the door behind us as the cat runs up the stairs. Are you going into the kitchen? That's where I need kitties. Because I got to tell you something. Guess who I saw yesterday? Guess who I saw yesterday? In the middle of the afternoon, shortly after Dubious Goals Committee was over. Are you going to come in here? Thank you. The cat has entered the kitchen. I will get the kitty water jug. Yeah, go smell over there. That's where he was. Now my cat's looking. Yeah, do you know that there's somebody in there? Yesterday, shortly after Dubious Goals Committee, I saw the dude. I saw the dude that lives in my house. The little dude. Peppa, do you want some water or not? Come over here and drink the kitty water. I'm going to pour it. Look. Oh, I'm pouring kitty water. Look, death. Oh, it's so good. You want to drink that up? Drink it up. Drink the damn water. Where are you going? Okay, let's do the pour half the water out trick and see what she does. Now she's not even in the kitchen anymore. Okay, I saw the dude. Regular listeners, regular committee members will know that for the last few days I've been talking about some kind of animal being in my house. Well, what are you doing over there? What do you... Why are you standing by the door? We're not going outside. Do you want to drink some kitty water? Then you need to come in here and drink some kitty water. Yes, as the committee is aware, there is some kind of small animal in my house, and in the middle of the night, I can hear him running around in the walls and in the ceiling and generally being kind of annoying when I'm trying to sleep. The cats... Oh, you are coming back. Okay, come on. So yesterday, sometime after Dubious Goals Committee, I think it was... Was it before or after I ate lunch? Must have been before. Here, Pippa, look. Drink the damn water. Look, it's yummy kitty water going in the cup. Drink the water. Drink the water. Be a good baby. Now the kitty water's... You know what? I'm not doing this because this is going to mess me up. Putting the jug back down. Oh, finally. Continue the damn story, Tobe. So, I was walking upstairs. I had to go up into the bathroom looking for my glasses. I couldn't find my glasses. Whenever I can't find my glasses, it usually means that I left them in the bathroom. So, I was walking up to the stairs, and I had to walk by the kitchen when I saw something out of the corner of my eye. And there was like... I didn't have my glasses on, remember. And this is 4, maybe 5 meters away. I see something out of the corner of my eye, and I turn to look, and it would appear that there's a little gray something running up against the baseboard underneath my sink, and then it stops. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's a dude looking at me. Are you looking at me? And so I sort of walked into the kitchen, and it moved, and it continued scuttling along the floorboard, the baseboard. And I said, oh, that's that dude. And so I went in to look, and somehow he ran along the baseboard and he disappeared. Somehow disappeared between, like, there's this one little odd piece of baseboard in my kitchen that is sort of at an angle, and it looks like it's a secret door that maybe he snuck behind. Yeah. And then I saw him a few hours later. I know. No. It was shortly thereafter. I lied. It was shortly thereafter. About an hour later, I saw him in the kitchen again, up against the baseboards, disappearing into the same spot. And then, around 12:15, after midnight, quarter after midnight or so, I was walking into the kitchen to get some tea or something, and I thought I heard some rattling or something on the actual counters. And I went over there and I didn't see anything, but... I have some tin cans. I save tin cans and glass bottles, and they're just sort of sitting on my kitchen counter next to my sink. And I thought I heard something rattling over there, like maybe somebody walked by and bumped something, but... Yeah, I don't know. Oh, and look who followed me down here. Hi, Peppa. You want to do some kitty business? Nope, she's walking into the bathroom. So I've decided to name this creature that lives in my house with us. This animal is a vole. It's not a mouse. It's a vole, as I have suspected. And I decided to name him Bertrand Dizuit Rue Voltaire. Which I realize sounds more like an address, but It's not. That's how voles name themselves. Well, I shouldn't say that so much as that's the way that voles have developed their nomenclature, and I think that comes from long traditions in the Autonomous Kami Republic.
The Autonomous Kami Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Okay, well, I guess Susie Sue is the passenger now. Used to be Iggy Pop. He must have been upgraded to first class. Because it's in the first class seat where you get, you know, free snacks. Sometimes it's a little packet of peanuts. Sometimes it's a piece of fruit. Oh, delicious. Oh, I do love to have a banana when I'm the passenger. Oh, banana.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Yes, so be aware, all you evil witches out there. I am a buff baby who can dance like a man. And if you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun. Right, so I'm going to drink some more tea, I think, because I need more tea. Tea is good for you. Now, I know there's some of you who are saying, yeah, but Tobe, what about that vole in your house? Well, what are you going to do about it? You got to get it. You got to kill it. It's a bad animal. No. One, I don't have to do jack. It's not an evil animal. It does not threaten me in any way. No, Tobe, what about your food supply? No, my food is protected. It cannot get into my rice. It cannot get into my tea. I don't give a crap what else it does. I figure that if this animal has to invade my house, there must be a reason for it. And it's probably because it's cold outside, although it's sort of warm today. It's pushing 10 degrees outside today. So I'm not going to really do anything about this vole in my house. Maybe I'll get out the live trap. Maybe I'll try to trap him. I don't know. I don't want him to get stuck in the trap for too long. Then once he's in the trap, I'll take him down to the creek and I'll release him. But I don't want my buddy to freeze. So maybe I'll have to find a nice warm place for him to go. Yeah, and speaking of places to go, I need to go to the store. I need to go to the grocery store and get some food. Because the store's going to be closed for the upcoming holiday. We got the new year coming. And I don't want to be trapped without any food in my house. And I don't even have anything to eat today. Well, I do. I mean, I've got plenty of emergency food and stuff, but I need to go to the real store. I need to go get some more rice. I'm running low on rice. How am I going to get to the store? Well, maybe we should just hail a taxi.
Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need the finest girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
That's always fun. I needed a little bit of that. That was Rise by Auriga, written by Yoko Kanno. Good stuff. I needed that. That's got me all pumped up, but now I'm sort of having negative headspace things. And I know you're thinking, oh, Tobe, it's just because that vole's running around in your house. I'm like, well, no, that's not it exactly. I'd say it's closer to the fact that my cat doesn't even know that there's a small rodent running around in the house because my cat has had all catness bred out of her. And that's why I am the ultimate cat being living in this house. I have more cat qualities than my own cat. And that's weird, I realize, but I don't know what to do about it. I'm just confused.
Oh, Blender.
Oh, Blender. Rook at Dat.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Rook at that.
Rook at that. See, that's my whole problem. I've been keeping my hamburgers way too low. Hamburgers should be high. All right, so now I think I need some life consultancy music. Like Dekaboko Kai Ketsu Sensation.
Monday,
Yes, Dekaboko Kaiketsu Sensation. That is the theme song from one of my favorite animes, entitled Jinsei. It's very funny, very humorous. I like it. I was watching a few episodes of it last night, and I was trying to go to bed early, and I thought, well, I gotta fall asleep. I didn't want to watch something that would capture my attention and therefore keep me up later. So I thought, oh, okay, I'll just watch a couple of episodes of Jinsei. And I laughed. Even though I've already seen them all like four times, it's okay. It's still funny. It's still awesome. Everybody loves awesome.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there one more time. It's so funny. I can't help it. There's something wrong with me. Oh my god. I mean, I'm getting really tempted to remix that. Just take those lyrics, put some dance music behind it. The problem is those, the lyrics as they stand, they're not timed well, and so you'd have to go in with a DAW and adjust all the timing, and it would be too much of a pain. And not enough instant fun for your little tubster, so maybe that'll happen someday, maybe it won't. I don't know. As for me, I'm starting to think about food, so I should probably say you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. And when I say every day, I mean every day. Weekends, holidays, you can't imagine. Anyway, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Could pass. Are there things stronger than God, do you think, Goodwin?